Yes.
Yes, this is Heather with customer service returning your call. May I please have your
yes.
zip code so I can pull up your account?
Yep, 52101.
And your first and last name, please?
Lowell Fenton.
And for security, go ahead.
Lowell is the spelling of the first name. Fenton is the spelling of the last.
All right. And can you verify your shipping address for me?
Yes, 404 one half West Main Street apart, or never mind. I do that.
Let me take a look at your account. One moment here.
Yeah, right now it's suspended from shipment. I just want to cancel.
Okay.
My subscription. I'm in between jobs right now, and money is like extremely tight.
Oh yeah, I definitely understand that. Now, you still have your full 60-day hold. I can continue with the hold and give you 50% off all futures. So that way, if you did decide to continue, you'd never pay full price.
What would the half price be? Just curious.
Give me one moment. You'd be looking at $49.97.
All right, I'll do that, I guess.
All right. And then if you did need more time, like let's say you still need more time, you know, your job stuff isn't working out yet, you can call back and get another extension as well.
When does the 60 days expire? So I just kind of have a heads up.
Right. Let me check here. April 31st. I believe it would be June 1st, but let me double check because they didn't put the exact date in the notes. So I want to be sure before I give you a date. They just said that they offered you the extension and they updated it, but they didn't put the date, and that doesn't help me at all.
Yeah, I think it was back in April, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, it looks like you called on April 1st. So
yeah.
But your billing date normally falls on the 31st.
All right, yeah. Because I'm waiting. Well, I have a job, but I haven't started it yet.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's kind of I'm a truck driver, so I'm waiting for them to have a truck available.
Oh, okay. It's the waiting game right now that you're playing.
Yeah.
My husband's a truck driver as well, so I understand exactly what you're saying. He's actually in the process of waiting as well, so.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
Because they had a truck that they thought they were going to put me in, and then it wound up having more problems than what they thought, so, yeah.
May 1st, June 1st. So I believe it would be June 1st,
right.
Going based off of, because when we change the billing date, it goes based off of the last billing cycle. So you should have your billing date on June 1st. So if for some reason something doesn't work out by the 1st, give us a call back on
I'll have my stimulus check by then.
Right.
I haven't gotten it yet. So I think it's because I've moved a couple times, so it's probably going through the forwarding process.
Right.
And I don't know how they do those treasury checks because I don't know if they send it back to the treasury saying, hey, this person has had a new updated address, and then they go and reissue a different check with the correct address on it.
When you filed taxes, did you do direct deposit or did you get a check when you did your taxes?
I haven't done my taxes this year.
Okay. Holding it up.
No, I did my taxes last year.
Okay.
So it's either last year or this year. Well, it's either last year, and if you didn't file last year, you can do do a tax this year, even though you're not going to get nothing, and then you can get the check. But because I went through one of those tax agencies, and it was direct deposited into their account because I did the rapid refund deal.
Oh, okay, so you have a card for it then.
Well, I had a no. What they did is they direct deposited in their account, and then they direct issued because I had the fees for the tax service taken out
right.
of the refund. So instead, because I had a tax service do it, so
right.
they just mail it to the. I guess from what I understand is because tax service did it, they're not going to deposit it into the tax service's account.
Yeah,
so
they'll have
they
to mail
they,
it.
They mail a check, but see, I moved twice since I filed my taxes last year, so it's probably going through all the forwarding, you know, the mail forwarding.
Right.
Which each time, you know, you put a forward in, it goes to that post office, then that post office sends it back to the next post office, and that post
right.
office sends it's a kind of a mess, so.
Right.
Anyway.
I would do a follow-up call with it to see what's going on, because you should have gotten it already. Because my mom got it by check as well, and she got it sent.
Well,
I
got a letter in the mail today stating it was sent out a week ago. So I should receive it. Because you'll get a letter in the mail after they send the check, and you should have received it. Like a week later, they'll send you a letter stating to make sure, and if you have any problems, to give a number a call.
Oh, okay. All right.
In case somebody stole it or something, you know.
Of course.
So then they can put a trace on it.
Absolutely. I definitely understand that.
I think because it's going through the forwarding process, that's why I haven't received it yet.
Right. Well, I would still follow
well,
up with them just to be on the safe side.
Well, if I don't get it by the middle of next week, because it's 5 days is how long the post office says it takes to forward.
Right.
So it's 5 days so I've got 50, I basically have 2 weeks to wait to go
okay.
through all the forwarding. So 2 weeks would be middle of next week.
Right.
So if I don't get it by, like, Thursday or Friday next week, I'm definitely calling them.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, anyway, thank you so much.
Yeah, not a problem. And I went ahead and applied that 50% discount. So that way, if you did decide to continue, like I said, once things start working out, we can go ahead and cut the price in half. Just keep in mind, if you do need another extension or anything at all, just give us a call at least by May 27th. That way we can make those adjustments on your account before the billing date.
I will. Thank you so much.
Yeah, not a problem. And thank you for contacting customer service. And you have a wonderful night. I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.